and then you have to push add up. So it carries forward to the main screen, which is where you get your numbers. We had someone who wasn't doing that. That's why we've changed the system. I realize, as you say, we're going through some hard times here. But hopefully this is done then, because now we can push recalculate at the end of the year, and everybody gets recalculated if our appraiser forgot to push that button. That's what happened to you.
I guess the burden of proof, what proof is there that there was a physical inspection that was done?
I think this statute is, we're a class one county, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
Okay, so
this statute applies to us. I mean, it covers a whole host of different types of counties.
Right, and when you asked about why does it say the interior, we do have people where the outside of the house looks fabulous. And then they say, but you can't see that the roof's been leaking 15 years. There's a massive hole in the living room. The floor's gone or something. We go out. We look at it.
Okay.
We change the condition because it's not livable. But we couldn't tell that from the outside.
I think it's also, I know you're looking that up. It is important to note. I mean, all these statutes, I mean, they kind of share with us our rules of the game, so to speak. But, you know, it's just interesting here. State Statute 138-90 says that it states that when we're supposed to do the BOE meetings and on taxable real property and possession of interest in the county, there shall be no presumption that the assessor's valuation is correct. And then on anything over 15%, the burden of proof shifts from you proving to us why your property is lower than that, which typically we have always done, and our only thing that it can be something from a realtor stating that these are comparable approach or an appraisal or an income approach, but that burden of proof shifts over to here. So.
This isn't the only county, yeah. I mean, Jeff, you're aware from previous conversation, this isn't the only county that the assessor has ran into an issue with this same statute question.
Right. I mean, this is a new statute. Other counties have ran into this. I mean, it is something that's new. It is a learning, I mean, it is somewhat of a learning curve for everybody here. I mean, that,
but I'm also working, like I said, most assessors have a certain period to assess land or assess property, and I'm coming in here and I only know what I've done, and I rely on our computer system and my appraisers to tell me what was done before I got here. Because again, you can't do the entire county in a couple months, you know. But when we do look at these things, when they go up a lot, and like I said, Mr. Roche's went up a lot, and we did go out and look, and he did come to my office. You and I both went over the computer, remember, together, and we were trying to find any place where it was wrong. And I agree with you. I mean, if you're unhappy, you should come here. Absolutely.
Can I get a list of all the houses all the properties that were increased more than 15%. Is there a way to run that on a program?
It's in there, but it's got so much more on top of it. It's going to be a huge.
We can't separate.
I'll try.
You can't separate it out?
No.
Well, I mean,
Mr. Smith asked for it. They gave him everything.
Taxpayer,
commercial,
do something about it, but. Yeah.
Well, this comes back to.
Where was the notice provision that I was reading last time?
There's a whole lot of statutes in here that the State Tax Commission doesn't tell us about, by the way.
Well, I was looking at the one from last. Where the heck is this?
Perhaps one.
The notice provision is the one, is the statute I was trying to find again, because this doesn't have the notice provision.
There's 138 and there's 137. It's got quite a bit in it. But it also says we're supposed to be at the true value in money.
Okay.
And as you pointed out,
or equal around the board, it doesn't have to be at the exact true value of a piece of property. And the majority of counties within Missouri and even other states, they are not at. I mean, you jump over to Stone County, and they're all sitting a little bit below that, and that's kind of a set standard all across counties. So,
but I gave you the ratio study that shows us at 65%. So, again, we're not chasing somebody's sales, absolutely not. And we're not chasing the sales letters that come to me. That's why those numbers are so far off.
Well, and they say that, and then they say in the statute that it's your burden to establish it doesn't exceed market value. Well, how do you...
I agree. How do you prove that? I mean, but it comes down to it does come down to opinion. But there's some in this statute that has basically, if there's no proof, then it defaults to the request of the.
I agree. I mean, you have to justify this was an increase across the board based on the index. Get it. Okay, the statute number you were looking at again was?
It was 138.60.
Yeah, 138.60.
So in this case where it says the assessor shall have the burden to prove the assessor's valuation does not exceed the true market value, as you know, I'm not supposed to use the MLS. However,
of course
I
not. Absolutely
I
not. And I did. By the way, I did substantiate the fact that it is, you are not allowed to use the MLS.
But I have sales letters, which in one of the cases coming up is going to show you that I can use my sales letters.
I don't think we're going to disagree on that.
Sure. Mr. Rush, I appreciate you coming in, but
we're where we're at. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, you're not on the agenda today.
Well,
we brought up Riverside Estates,
you
made clarity on that. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you taking the time on it.
Are we needing to do something?
So I think they need clarity. I'm gonna move that we accept these values. I think the clerk's office needed this. That this was what we were looking at.
Okay.
So
and these values are at 25% across the board.
Yes.
Decrease. Now that doesn't
on
mean
the appraised
that they,
value.
That doesn't mean that they didn't increase like everybody else in the county at just a 25% off of that.
Correct. Like Mr. Rush's, he had the base increase on his house, but he got the 25%.
Right.
Less.
You're following us, right?
Mm-hmm.
In other words, there's an increase across the board for most people, but it's 25% off of that. Okay.
So I move that we accept Exhibit A of Riverside Estates.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, three down, 400 and something to go.
Question for you. Explain that once more. I guess I got lost on this thing. Terry wrote down 25% plus the flood. It's just the flood, right?
We're talking in the floodplain.
In the floodplain.
If you're outside of it,
if you're outside of it, it does not apply.
That's the only
Only the properties in the floodplain get that discount. That's correct.
That's the original exemption that was lifted, and we did it not only for your property, but all of them in Riverside Estates. So.
But the rest of my 55% raising is going
to
stand?
Yeah, and. It at this point, unless somebody else has another motion on the table, it does. And
you can, and if you don't think our decision, you know, we're doing the best we can up here, but if you don't think our decision aligns, you have the State Tax Commission you can go to and go to them too. So we're just trying to be consistent across the board.
I mean, I realize yours was raised more than 15%.
I have to go by state statute. I just figured everybody else did too.
What is it that you don't think we're going by state statute on?
Well, I'm still stuck on this. Where did all this extra raise in my property valuation come from? I can give a hoot about the 15%. I'm still looking at it. After the 25%, I'm still looking at a 55% raise on taxes on my house. Where did that come from?
Yeah, she didn't complain. And I think the issue, David, clarified in the conversation I had with Jeff, is that the issue at hand is if she didn't comply with the new statute, how do you resolve all of those properties that are affected?
What did she not comply with, though? If she went out, if there was a physical inspection of this property, correct? There was one, wasn't there?
Okay.
If there was a physical inspection of the property and she goes out and it's been undervalued compared to the rest of the properties around, where is it that we're happy to listen. We don't like this.
I can read you directly from the letter that I sent to Jeff that gives clarification on how that's supposed to be done. It's my understanding that a letter is supposed to be sent before they even go out and do the physical inspection. You have to notify the homeowner.
That's the card, right?
The postcard.
The postcard that goes out, though, has on that postcard, it has, you have a right to physical inspection, doesn't it?
But that is done, they have already done the physical inspection prior to sending the card, and that's not the way the statute reads.
Well, but it says, but I went, when I went back, and I know you were nodding your head last time, when I went back, it says it then becomes, when you send that out, does not become incumbent on the homeowner to then call in and request another physical inspection. I mean, they can request that.
They can request a physical inspection after she's been out there if they disagree.
Correct.
But the letter has to go out before she even goes out and does a physical inspection.
That's what that card is, though.
But isn't that... Susan, did you send the cards out prior to...
But you're trying to say that every time I go to somebody's house, I have to send a letter and set up an appointment.
If you raise it over 15%.
Hey, Josh, we can't direct conversation, or just let's watch our tone and how we direct our conversations, please.
Can I input to Dwayne very quickly?
Yes.
I looked this morning, Kenny and I did, at your property. It went up 65%. But the reason that it went up is because it had been a BOE property. So when we went in and moved all the exemptions that had been in there, that's why it jumped so tremendously.
There should only have been one exemption.
But you've been from riding the BOE.
Well, and so and those right. exemptions, and those ex- we haven't visited those exemptions yet, right? Or we have?
No, okay. We have not.
So. So here's
an explanation, Dwayne, on this. Okay, so a lot of times that when it comes before BOE in times past, okay, for that property had been set for a long time. It was a BOE, so it didn't really get touched later. Although it can be every 2 years, they can relook at something that didn't change. The thing that did not change about your house or property is the fact that it wasn't in a floodplain. So over the course of, I don't know when you came before BOE, 6 or 7 years ago, so between that time and this time, there were some increases that had happened, right?
Yeah, we had added...
I mean, other people had increase. I mean, I personally...